Amy, on this podcast, we try to always offer useful takeaways. And if you learn nothing else from us, learn this useful parenting lesson by Pampers Cruisers 360.
Pampers Cruisers 360 are the ultimate parent hack, the best diaper to use as soon as your baby starts standing or walking. Instead of ordinary diaper tabs, they have a unique 360-degree stretchy waistband that moves with your wild child.
Pampers Cruisers 360 makes it so easy to change your baby. Who probably doesn't stop moving just because they need a diaper changed? Just slide on to apply and away they go.
And fear not, parents. Pampers Cruisers 360 offers an up to 100% leak-free fit. And they just got even better with a new blowout barrier. Need we say more?
For trusted protection, trust Pampers, the number one pediatrician recommended brand. Download the Pampers Club app today and earn Pampers cash. Then redeem your Pampers cash for exclusive Pampers coupons, savings, and rewards.
Only redeemable via Pampers Club. Pampers cash has no cash value.
Hello, and welcome to Ask Margaret from What Fresh Hell, laughing in the face of motherhood, answering your parenting dilemmas one question at a time. Today's question comes from Lindsay, who says, my almost six-year-old is constantly interrupting us when we are talking to him, even when we are answering a question that he has asked us. While not listening to the answer to his own question, it is super annoying. Been there on this one. Kids have impulse control problems. Any of us who have ever interacted with a kid will recognize that this is true. And interrupting is basically just this, an impulse control problem. Your brain is so excited to share information that it kind of gets overloaded and it's not taking anything in. So this is kind of adorable and also fairly annoying. And it's something that can be problematic in school. So a kid, there is an expression that I have heard sometimes from my kids' school counselors, not available to learn. So a kid who is so busy thinking about their own information that they want to share is having trouble taking in information. So this is a good thing to start working on at six. It's fine. It's developmentally appropriate. I get that it's annoying, but here are some suggestions. One thing I would do is start by being extremely consistent about, stop. It's mommy's turn to talk right now. And yes, does that mean that the kid will switch into full listening mode? No. Often when you do that, they are busy waiting for their turn to talk and not hearing. And that's developmentally appropriate. But the more you stop the interrupting, the more time they have to work on the skill of actually listening. You can also say, I'm going to answer your question and I want you to listen to the three things I'm about to tell you, and then it's going to be your turn to speak, and count the things on your fingers for them so that they get, again, into the habit of like, I have to hear three things and then I'm allowed to speak. One thing that we still work on with our kids is excuse me when adults are speaking. And so often when we're in the kitchen chatting and one of the kids comes screaming in, Mom, did you see this thing? That new trailer is up. We stop them and we say, what do we say before we interrupt adults or other people who are speaking? And they have to stop and say, excuse me. And then they're allowed to speak. We do this probably 12 times a day. And so it's just a constant reinforcement. If it is still not working, I will give you something that worked with one of my kids, which is you get a card, like a little index card. You can buy them, but you can just make one for yourself. And on one side, it is red. And on the other side, it is green. And when you are speaking, you either flip it up on the table, or if you need to, you actually hold it up on red. And when the card is on red, it is your turn to speak. And when you flip it to green, it is your child's turn to speak. And it seems like a lot. It seems like a long way to go. But it can be very helpful for a kid who is having trouble processing, because kids can be very visual. And so rather than having that feeling in his head of like, I just have to keep the thing in my head that I want to say rather than listening, if it's on red, he's not allowed to speak. And then when you flip it to green, he is allowed to speak. And so you can use it first just at dinner time, maybe somewhere where you're already naturally sitting and talking. You can try to do it just on audio. Okay, it's a red light for you. I'm going to tell you the answer, and then it'll be a green light and it'll be your turn to speak. I have found that actually using a visual of that, where I'm holding up a red card or there's a red card on the table when it's not your turn to speak, has really helped some of my kids who really, really struggled with this develop. And then, of course, you're not using it when they're 13 years old. The card's going to come out of the equation. But while you are really focusing and working on this skill, and I will tell you, I had a kid who used this in school as well. It's red is when it's time to think about what the teacher is saying, talk about only what the teacher was saying. Green is when you are allowed to think about your own things and talk about your own things, especially for little kids. They don't have a good sense of time. And so the idea that they would have to not interrupt you. Here comes my kid to interrupt me right now.
Do you want it to be on warm?
Sure, warm is good.
All right.
I might have to leave that in just to prove a point. So the idea that they're not going to interrupt you for a set amount of time is difficult for kids. But like, hey, you're on red. It's my turn to talk. You're on green. It's your turn to talk. And I think six is a great time to be working on this with kids. And then annoying advice, try to take your emotions out of it. Sometimes the card might help with that too. Hey, we're on red. It's mommy's turn to talk. Versus like, why are you always interrupting me? It's so annoying. I'm trying to tell you the thing that you just asked and you're interrupting me, which very understandable, but probably doesn't help the situation too much. So take the emotions out of it and red light, green light system. I hope that helps. If you have a question for myself or Amy, you can DM us on Instagram at WhatFreshHellCast. You can ask them in our Facebook group, which you just search What Fresh Hell Podcast Group on Facebook and come along and join us. Or you can email them to us at questions@WhatFreshHellPodcast.com. Thanks so much for listening.
Are you overwhelmed by the things that get in the way of you doing what you want to do? Are you looking for ways to simplify life to better align with your values? Do you want to create space in your schedule so you have room for more of the good stuff? Play, joy, relationships, gratitude, and more? If you answered yes to any of these questions, I invite you to check out Edit Your Life, a podcast to help you edit the unnecessary from your life so you have more room to enjoy the awesome. Through episodes with me, Christine Coe, and a range of super smart, compassionate, and thoughtful guests, you'll come away with big picture insights and practical ways to declutter your home, schedule, and mental space without getting bogged down by perfection. I have always believed that small moments and actions matter tremendously. My goal is to help you find agency and space in your life through doable baby steps that will leave you feeling accomplished instead of overwhelmed. Check out Edit Your Life wherever you enjoy your podcasts.
No one told us the truth about parenthood. Why? This is the podcast everyone needed before they had kids, because now that those little ones are here, whew, there is a lot to unpack. I'm Rachel Shepardota, and I am your host for the podcast No One Told Us, where we tell the truth about parenting and let you in on all the stuff you really should have known about before having kids. I am the founder of Hey Sleepy Baby, but this podcast is so much more than sleep. We'll be diving into all the topics that you really care about and need to know while you do your best job raising those adorable, tidy humans. Our goal is to just make you feel less alone and less overwhelmed. There are so many things that no one tells us before becoming a parent, and I think that we should really pull back the curtain on becoming a first-time or second-time mom or dad to share the good, the bad, and the ugly. We'll have a little education, a little fun, and a whole lot of heart that goes into each and every episode. So join me and our amazing guests each week to hear us talk about what no one told us.